get started with another hour of conversation here. Friday, the last Friday of March, the 28th it is. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, who will be filling you in on some of the things that you're colleagues, your friends, your co-listeners have come up with regarding some of the issues of the day, whether it be the airliner, what's going on in Ukraine, the mudslide, what is going on with college athletes and perhaps them unionizing. A lot of sports conversation this week, Kenny. And I thought it would be interesting for people to know that the there's an app that's around. As the baseball season starts a week from today, I guess, right, isn't it? First weekend of baseball starts a week from today. I think that's, Monday? Their game's Monday? Where's the game Monday, Michael? The game Monday?
I don't know. It might even be a game Sunday night.
Really? In the snow somewhere, no doubt. Anyway, this year, so far, over 6 million people have paid about $20 for the premium level of Major League Baseball's At-Bat, the mobile app that will allow them to access their team's broadcasts from the local flagship station. Downloads for the app exceeded 10 million last year. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Major League Baseball and all the ways that people want to have a connection to it. I think there's a lot of stuff on Sirius XM, isn't there? Certainly television and local radio as well, so there's coverage. A lot of people thought that for whatever the reason, baseball was going to suffer because football had become more popular. I don't see that at all. Radio, baseball, a love story. Most fans want to hear their games over their, if they're home, over the flagship station or network affiliate, but if they're on the road, they want to know what's going on. A big business. Baseball is, again, becoming a big business. The business model has worked for a long time on the radio. I think it's cool as we get into the baseball season that so many people are excited once again. And I support that. I think baseball is very interesting. More because it's you're less likely to do anything except enjoy the game. That is, you're not going to see a lot of people getting hurt. And once in a while, somebody gets beamed because of some foolishness that goes on the field. But generally speaking, I kind of like baseball, so it's exciting to have that in our focus. But is it exciting to still have the search in our focus? I guess it depends on where you're coming from, because, hey, listen, gang, nothing's been found yet. Huh. Satellite images, more of them. Yeah, it's shocking, Kenny, right? Shocking!
Yeah.
Shocking! So far, possible debris has been spotted by satellites from France, Japan, China, Thailand. More storms. There were two big storms roaring around that area of the Indian Ocean this week. So the search area has shifted because now they figure with all of the wind and the rain and the movement of the water, they'll move about 700 miles. I believe it's to the southeast. Is it not further down, further toward
it's
Antarctica?
It's northeast, actually.
Oh, is it northeast?
It's northeast.
Okay. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority says the shift is based on yet another, quote-unquote, credible lead. Nothing has been found, though. All right, so what are you... you're chuckling. As well, we are. I'll be chuckling.
As I'm getting ready before the show, I have CNN on with no sound because they're all search all the time.
Right.
And they had somebody on who was talking about these satellite pictures and the hundreds of items that they found, and they said because of the quality of the satellite photos that those could be white caps. They might not be anything.
Yeah.
So well, they would all be searching for waves.
Waves, yeah. Wave goodbye, bye-bye.
Yeah.
The things that was, and I thought about this yesterday, but I didn't say anything on the air. Maybe I should have. Because the quote from someone, they were shiny objects. Well, that's what white caps are, especially if you see them in the at the right angle in the sun. White caps are very shiny. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, the search moved to the. You're right. I just looked at this because I wanted to get a little bit more northeast of where they were. For some reason or other, I looked at a picture last night. And I thought it was southeast. It's not important. A lot of pictures of people crying. I saw a picture of a woman crying during a ceremony in memory of the passengers on board the flight. Wouldn't it be amazing if the plane is found and all those people are still alive? There will be, betcha, I don't know how sophisticated the news media is in Malaysia. If it's as sophisticated as the rest of the country, then maybe there's not going to be any hell to pay. But if it were something like that in an organized country, some people would say a real country, that's not fair, but at any rate, this would cause a riot, perhaps a revolution. Something like this happened in our country, let's say. But at any rate, there are people who are holding services, but again, who knows? Because nobody really knows. No one really knows. You can hear what you want. You can listen to the data from the so-called pinging of the satellite, the look that comes from the satellite, this angle and that angle and yada yada, but there is no debris. There is no confirmation. There are people prepared to go out and do rescue operations. There's new information that comes to light seemingly every day, but the analysis, especially these young pup reporters, Kenny, that are revealing how ignorant they really are and how bad their training is with some of the foolishness that we hear from, I mean, it's just foolishness at any rate. And so is not the Australian Prime Minister, the Malaysian Prime Minister is foolish, a foolish little man. All of the guy that runs Malaysia Airlines, a foolish, silly little man. And meanwhile, everybody else is sort of, hey, when they hear something, oh, my God, listen to that. Anyway, we'll indulge in this for a few more minutes and then move on to some other things. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, 14, that isn't really correct, 13 after the hour here.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston Bass. It was Boston beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
The conversation about the missing jet and the moving of the search based on radar analysis So now they look. How do you find, in fairness, how do you find anything this small in an area this big? That's the bottom line question here. So here are our hosts, Jack Tomczyk, Benjamin Cruz, and Siri Free, talking to airline security expert Charles Slepian about the significance of these objects that have been seen by the satellite.
We've got, 122 objects that have been spotted by satellites. Is this the airplane, Charles?
In my opinion, it's not the airplane until we pick up some piece of debris that indicates that we're looking at an airplane. There are all kinds of things that are floating around in the ocean, particularly when you are near very active sea lanes.
Okay. There's garbage all over the place in our seas.
There certainly is, and there are also parts of shipwrecks and in other airplanes, as a matter of fact, that have fallen into the ocean. So before we jump to the conclusion that we're looking at Malaysia 370, we better get our hands on something that indicates support for that proposition.
Well, that's what drives me nuts, is all these main media outlets are just, as soon as they found something, it was all over the place. Missing plane found. And who says that is okay for them to just throw news out there? They get mad at Twitter for people reporting false news. At what point is it okay for them to do that?
Well, it's not okay for them to do that. Just keep in mind that there are also the families of 239 people sitting in the back of that airplane. And they have the right to know what happened to their loved ones. And just reporting that, okay, we found the plane. If you go back a few days and listen to what's coming out of Malaysia, it started with, we found the plane for sure. And that was with three pieces of debris that the satellite picked up. And then it went to a larger number. And as of this morning, I understand they're now announcing over 300 pieces of debris. Yet when we send search planes out there, when the weather permits the crews to see what's in the ocean, they see nothing. Our ships have come up with nothing. And we shouldn't be toying with people's emotions the way we are. Let it alone.
Well, I'm looking at a map right now of our globe's oceans and the trash vortices that develop in them. And one of the currents in the Indian Ocean goes right past where they say they found fragments of the plane. So, yeah.
So it's possible this is just a garbage
vortex. It's just trash. Yes, it could be just pieces of trash you find in the ocean routinely. And so this is why ever since the plane disappeared, I've been on the side of, we have to wait until we have verifiable evidence. You cannot speculate at times like this.
And we should not. We should be looking, however, at things that we can do to prevent this from happening in the future. And if we can't prevent it, to increase the odds in our favor. There are some things that ought to take place. I mean, we are certain that the transponders were turned off on that airplane. Perhaps we need more. Perhaps we need a transponder in the back where the passengers are.
All right, Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. What do we have from our listeners on this?
Jess says the Malaysian Airways plane conspiracy and cover-up makes me doubt government everywhere.
Ah, shocking. Politician? I'm a politician, and I'm honest. Really?
Right.
All right, next.
Christopher says, let's keep in mind no plane has been found, and this Malaysian prime minister clown has a tendency to change stories a lot.
I like that word, crown. Clown. All right, one other quickie.
Amy says, my heart goes out to the poor families. I can't imagine what it feels like to not have an answer.
21 after.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Have we heard lately? That's a pretty good
one. More every day.
Yeah. This is one of the contestants, Majesty Rose, on American Idol last night doing Happy. Crank it up, Michael. Singing this for her save song. I thought she did a pretty good job. Let's find out what the rendering is from the judges. That is whether to save her or not.
I mean, first of all, this is without doubt has been the hardest deliberation from us tonight. It really has. It's not easy deliberating on this. We're talking about all the pluses and minuses and pros and cons and everything like that. It's not about the talent, your ability or anything like that. But we got to agree, and by a narrow, narrow margin, we are not going to use our save tonight.
See you later, alligator. All right, up next here, there's a big discussion this week about college athletes unionizing. Host Tommy Tucker talking to a legal analyst about this ruling that could pave the way for college athletes to form unions.
A ruling by a regional director of the National Labor Relations Board said, or at least allowed players at Northwestern University to create a union. Now, a couple of questions here to me are, what does that mean? They say they want bargaining rights, but rights to bargain for what? And then what the attorney is saying for that union, or the organization, is that college football is, for all practical purposes, a commercial enterprise that relies on players' labor to generate billions of dollars in profits. That, they contend, makes the relationship of schools to players one of employers to employees.
Well, it's a major story in that it's the first time that a law-deciding entity, in this case the National Labor Relations Board, or at least a regional director, has decided that college athletes should be paid, that they are, in fact, employees of their school, that the amount of hours that they work per week, the amount of money they generate, the fact that athletic programs are often separate from the rest of the university, and other factors led a regional director out in Chicago to hold that Kane Coulter and its Northwestern football teammates are employees. Now, it's the first step. There's going to be an appeal to the National Labor Relations Board of Washington, D.C., and it could get reversed. So it isn't a final victory. And even if the National Labor Relations Board affirms the regional director's decision, there would likely be a lawsuit filed by Northwestern that would be heard by a federal court of appeals. So it's a situation that probably won't be resolved for some months. But as a starting point, it's a big victory for Kane Coulter And it's the first step towards athletes being paid as employees rather than being limited to scholarships.
What is the difference here, or is there one, between state schools and private schools?
Yeah, this is a big difference, and it's a particularly major point in the South. So Kane Coulter, Northwestern players are at a private university. The National Labor Relations Act is the key law in all of this, only governs private employers. So as a result, even if it turns out Kane Coulter and his teammates can enter into collective bargaining, can unionize, can then work out an agreement with Northwestern, students at public universities can't rely on that as precedent. They instead have to use their state laws. And state laws are all over the board on this topic. About 24 states are considered right-to-work states, states that limit or outright prohibit employees at public universities from unionizing. So it could turn out that players at Alabama, players at Ohio State, some other schools, depending upon state laws, won't be able to unionize, while those at private schools can. That could end up being a recruiting advantage for private schools, where they can, the coach can say, oh, yeah, you can join a union and you're going to get great benefits. Now, these state schools can work around that to some extent. They can still recognize athletes as employees. They just can't enter into a union.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from the Boston Beer. Boston Beer.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler here to wake up your mind on this Friday edition of the Doug program. In this hour, a lot of input from various talk radio programs that we monitor around the country. I shouldn't say we, although I've been listening a little bit more to some of the talk radio programs. I find many of them redundant. I like listening to the local guys because sometimes, especially like KFI in Los Angeles and RKO in Boston here, pretty good stuff. The other one of the stations in Providence doing this is actually not bad, Kenny, either. There are a lot of good stations. Some of the local stations, the deal is that there are national interests and implications from a lot of these stories, and these guys want to get the local sort of twist and turn on it. I guess maybe one of the best examples of that is the continuing discussion of Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how things are changing there. Here's Candy Crowley from CNN talking here, this first of two cuts overviewing this. These are various political analysts that she has, including Newt Gingrich, talking about the impact on the elections coming up this fall.
See, the truth is, Susan, there is truth in both of these, because it really depends on who you are, how much you're paying, what those factors are. And I guess the question is, where does the weight of this go?
You know, I think it also depends on what your timetable is. I mean, Nir may be right that over the long term, this will be seen as a success that worked, that delivered health care to a lot of people who didn't have it. But I think in the short term, you have to say that it's politically toxic, that we saw that in the special Florida House race. It was a damaging thing for the Democratic candidate who lost to before. You see those Democratic candidates in the key Senate races in 2014 trying to really hedge their bet on it. So it seems to me this is a tough issue. Democrats own it. Of course, Nancy Pelosi is going to come out and embrace it, because what's her option? You look at 2014, it's a tough race. You look at 2016, I think it's harder to know where we'll be then. Maybe at that point, it'll be closer to near as an
axis. Look, in 2012, people ran hundreds of millions of dollars against the Affordable Care Act. Democrats expanded the Senate base on this. I think the issue that's really pushing in elections is the economy. And I think Democrats have to defend the Affordable Care Act and talk about fixes where they need to be fixed. But the truth is that the facts on the ground are changing, because over the last few months, we've had more and more people covered.
And the question is, of course, whether they've actually paid for their insurance. I mean, we have few facts to kind of figure out what's going on.
Actually, we do have facts. 85% have already paid for their coverage. All of these issues, sticker shock.
Do you know who they are? Are they young? Are they the Invincibles, are they?
So
the White House, as you have to admit, has been not great at giving us these figures.
We will have all of these figures out months ahead of the election. And I think you'll see that people are signing up. We have a large number of young people. According to many studies, there's not going to be an increase, but we won't know anything about the premium, negative or positive, until all the numbers are out. And there's people have another week to sign up, and I hope they do. Healthcare.gov. It's working out really well.
There are a couple of realities here. This is a country of about 315 million people. 5 million signed up, 310 million outside the system right now, for a variety of reasons.
Right. My only point is, you tout 5 million.
The fact is, you have not significantly decreased the number of people without insurance, because you have people transferring from one kind of insurance to another kind of insurance.
That's not true. We're seeing the lowest rate of uninsurance. There's been data out in the last few months. Rates of uninsurance are declining for the first time in decades.
And a huge number of the younger people are saying, this is not a good buy. I'm not going to sign up. I mean, our data.
Higher rates in Massachusetts of young people signing up.
I think Florida was an early indicator. I don't know of a single senator in a tough re-election race who's running around saying Nancy Pelosi's right. All of them are finding some excuse to explain why they would change Obamacare in some form or another. I think that's going to increase, not decrease.
Why is it that the people from the Obama administration always sound like they're in high school? It's just,
it's also comparison, because Newt really sounded kind of old there.
Right. Newt does sound old, because Newt is old. All right. So let's see here. Another exchange conversation. Here is talk host Karen Henderson, along with Kevin Meeks, talking to Dale Ducat. This guy is from the Louisiana Marketplace Exchange. And they talk about the deadline being extended. As you know, is there another deadline, or just people say it'll go beyond March 31st, Kenny? I'm not sure. I've gotten that clear in my mind.
I think it's supposed to be the middle of April.
But nobody's really given it a date, have they?
I haven't seen a specific date. I just know that by Monday you're supposed to have at least started.
Right. Okay.
You're supposed to be in the pipeline.
Get cracking, kiddies. Anyway, here's this exchange about the Louisiana Marketplace Insurance Exchange.
We've been talking about the deadline coming up on Monday. New in the news is something about an extension. So let me let you clear up what we're talking about when we say an extension.
The federal government actually came and said that if you start the process, then you can finish the process. So we're not quite sure exactly what starting the process is. We'll start the process for you. Mm-hmm. If it takes us a little bit longer with the influx of people going to the website, that we'll hopefully be able to get you covered, you know, as soon as possible.
Now, so many people have health insurance through their company and things like that, as say we do here, so not having to deal with this, but the people that are having to deal with the, going through the exchange process or what have you and sign up online, what's the biggest confusion issue with it? What's the question that you're getting asked, that you're getting asked most often?
This is a massive takeover of the healthcare system, and what the confusion is people don't understand that the only difference between the exchange product and a non-exchange product is a subsidy. The benefits, the network are exactly the same, so the only difference really is whether you get a subsidy or not based on your income. If you make less than $80,000 a year, adjusted gross income, a family of four, you're eligible for a subsidy to go buy your health insurance.
When we're talking deadline, if you have insurance, this is not for you, right? There's nothing you really need to think about right now.
If you have employer-based, if you're eligible for your employer's coverage, you are not eligible for the exchange.
All right, but if you don't have insurance, we're talking, this is who you know.
This is the end, March 31st. If you don't start,
you need to be in the pipeline by March 31st.
If you're not in the pipeline by March 31st, then it'll be till January until you'll be able to enroll in the exchange again. There will be no individual enrollment. Community rating says that we cover all pre-existings for everybody for all the time. So they set up an open enrollment period, which ends March 31st. So there'll be, other than a short term, no other enrollments until the end of the year.
All right. So that's enough on that stuff. Big conversational item this week, but not as big as the airliner. And we've taken care of that. But we haven't talked about the Ukraine. And I know that many of you are sitting on the edge of your seat, on the edge of your bed. Maybe some of you are on the edge of darkness because we haven't talked about the Ukraine. So we'll do that in a moment here on the Doug Steffen program.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. I'd like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
That's how you reach us on the phone here. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, the Ukraine. And it's continuing. The interest among Americans is for a couple of different reasons. One of them comes out in this conversation that host Greg Jensen had with military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland about what actually is going on. Are the Russians a threat to the Ukraine and therefore a threat to the rest of the world? Do the Russians want to start another Cold War? Is World War III around the corner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Are we taking a look here at politics, power, religion, or fossil fuel?
A little bit of all, but I think mainly power. Many people have compared Mr. Putin's efforts to a return to the Cold War. I really don't look at it that way. I look at it more of Mr. Putin is returning himself to what the Tsars would have done back in the 19th century in believing that, you know, countries on the periphery of the Russian Federation should in fact be, you know, satellites of the Russian Federation, be spheres of influence of the Russian Federation. I think the other thing is we have for a long time mistook a belief that Russia would in fact eventually become basically a westernized country, would accept some of the things we were doing with NATO enlargement. It's been my discussion with the Russians over the years that they were violently opposed to NATO enlargement, and as it got closer and closer to the borders of the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, they became more upset about this. And last but not least, the Russians have talked since the end of the Soviet Union of the so-called near abroad, those being Russian citizens or at least ethnic Russian speakers living outside the Russian Federation, and always insisting since the end of the Soviet Union that Russia had a special responsibility to protect those populations. And that's what Mr. Putin at least believes he exercised when he moved into Crimea.
Taking a look at NATO and its relevance, do you think that the development there and the discussion between Washington and Moscow is going to embolden NATO? And what do you see the European Union doing?
Well, of course, Mr. Obama just gave a speech yesterday, you know, in which he argued that collective defense required collective contributions. And there's been a long complaint by Washington over a long number of years, as we saw defense spending in Europe's dropping dramatically. At this point right now, believe it or not, only two countries that I know of spend more than 2% of GDP on defense from the NATO countries, besides the United States, of course, which has been a NATO target of 2% of GDP, and those two countries are the United Kingdom and Greece. So many, many American leaders from several administrations have complained about this. We'll see if this now intervention into Crimea emboldens NATO countries to make those investments. The EU, of course, has a critical role here because this crisis has obscured what I think is one of the fundamental problems, and that is that Ukraine is economically basically broke. By their own admission, they need at least $25 to $35 billion over the next year or so just to sustain the country. And this will be a large task for the European Union, International Monetary Fund, and the like, if, in fact, that's going to be successful. But our measure of real success in this crisis, I believe, over time will be, can we stabilize Ukraine economically, and can we help Ukraine become a democracy? If we can do that, I think the West will, in fact, be successful longer term.
All right. Lots of speculation, postulation, seemingly what the news media is full of these days. Here's host Ken Altshuler talking to another military analyst. This is Colonel David Hunt about the PR war going on between Obama and Putin.
I want to know if you think that President Putin, because he looks much better shirtless on a horse, is winning the PR war against President Barack Obama.
First of all, I don't think he looks good on a horse. I think that's very...
He does kind of look like a fish out of water.
Yeah. To see a grown man sitting for pictures like that, I also think it's probably photoshopped. What I think is happening is that the politics of this country, what's going on, pro or con Obama, have had a strange effect on what is a brutal dictatorship, and a man, which is Putin. There seems to be people actually cheering for Putin, which is strange to me. And it seems to be based on this hatred for the current president. The issue for me is Putin took a country the week after he hosted the world at an Olympic event. He went into Crimea very directly because for a bunch of good reasons. If you're Putin and Russia, the problem is neither the U.S. or Europe can do anything to stop what he wants to do. Now he has to go into parts of Ukraine because the Ukraine controls the water, gas, oil, and supply lines into the Crimea. And Putin is not going to allow the Ukraine to have that kind of control. But this has always, to me, been about Putin and Russia and nothing to do with the President of the United States. I hear all the rhetoric, but since going back to Hungary and Czechoslovakia and Georgia and now the Crimea, the U.S. nor the world wants a third war on the plains of Europe. And Russia has control of this, of their destiny right now. But this is no president, for Republican or Democrat, has been able to stop, or the world, by the way, been willing to stop the Russians from doing what they're doing now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ken back on the air with a focus on this movie that's coming out today, Noah. A lot of you may have heard some of the comments before the movie opens. People are saying they don't like it. How do you pull that off? Well, some people pull it off with credibility. Here's Mike Broomhead talking about the comments both Glenn Beck and Bill Maher have made about the movie, and I couldn't imagine two people more diametrically opposed philosophically, so let's find out what the two of them had to say about this movie.
You're talking about this Noah movie and the inaccuracies of how it doesn't stick to the storyline of what the biblical story is trying to convey. This is a little bit of what he had to say.
The review made it sound like this was a godless climate change movie, and I believe that it is not a godless climate change movie. It's more like Sinbad the Sailor meets Shining. And Friday the 13th with a sprinkle of Mad Max in the Thunderdome. And it plays as well as a movie that was just clipping all of that stuff together.
Okay. Glenn wasn't upset about environmentalism, although he says it probably has nothing to do, just from that short clip, it has nothing to do with what the biblical story is trying to convey. And it's funny because I don't know how you can expect people that don't know what goes on or what the point is in the Bible to plan on sticking to it. Well, I want you to hear Bill Maher, because Bill Maher also was talking about Noah in the comment you're about to hear.
But the thing that's really disturbing about Noah isn't the silly. It's that it's immoral. It's about a psychotic mass murderer who gets away with it, and his name is God. Genesis says God was so angry with himself for screwing up when he made mankind so flawed that he sent the flood to kill everyone, men, women, children, babies. What kind of tyrant punishes everyone just to get back at the few he's mad at? I mean, besides Chris Christie.
Now, see, I don't blame a guy. Like, a lot of people get furious at Bill Maher for statements like that. Number one, Bill Maher knows how to push buttons. That's his job. Number two, I sure don't expect anybody who has absolutely no belief system to think any other way. None. Now, he's an arrogant jerk. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Bill Maher, what makes Bill Maher distasteful to me is not the fact that he mocks people of faith. My problem is that Bill Maher despises arrogance, and yet he's arrogant when he does it. Bill Maher acts as if he's so angry with Christians because they are so judgmental, and yet he is exactly that way. There is not an opening for anybody that has any ounce of faith whatsoever. You are instantly a judgmental moron in the eyes of this judgmental moron. It is hypocrisy at its best.
Okay, good for you, sir. I think, well, pretty much. Did you ever see Religiosity, the movie that Bill Maher did on religion, Kenny?
No, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I have rented it. It's a very interesting take. All right, let's wrap this up. Here's Richard Dixon talking about the backlash against Noah.
I've never understood this. Conservatives will say, well, this show is just terrible and it's awful for our children and you can't see it and you shouldn't watch it and it's a nightmare. So really, have you seen it? Well, no, I don't need to see it to know that it's bad. Really? Are you really going to play that game? You're really going to come out and condemn something without having even experienced it? I'm not saying that you have to experience, I don't know, heroin to say it's a bad thing. But if you're talking about a movie or a book and you're going based on hearsay, you're going on what somebody else has said, you're probably making a mistake. You need to be able to recite and explain chapter and verse exactly why this item that you're condemning is a problem. And in order to do that, you're going to have to, I'm sorry, expose yourself to it a little bit. And who knows, you may be pleasantly surprised. After all the brouhaha over the Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ. You know, The Passion of the Christ was roundly criticized. You know, oh, it's terrible about Jews. Oh, it does terrible things to Jews. Oh, it's just a nightmare. Oh, it says these awful things about Jews. Da, 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 da. And then you watch it and you're like, no, that's what the Bible says happened. You can't condemn the film without condemning the entire New Testament because that's what the Bible says happened, okay? So there's really nothing you can do. If you want to, knock yourself out. Go ahead and condemn the entire New Testament and call it anti-Semitic, if you so desire. But that's a little silly, isn't it? So hearing about something and then finally actually getting to see something, you may end up with two different things. So the jury for me is out on the Noah film. It really is.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.